Radio Derby.
17 minutes past 8. You won't believe this. 1 in 10 Brits have replaced their garden's natural lawn for an artificial one. And about 1 in 3 homeowners are considering the swap. Might be you. It nearly was me. I nearly did it. I was all ready. I had 3 quotes on it. I was going to do it when I lived in the independent Republic of Oakwood. And then I changed my mind at the last minute. And the only reason I was going to do it was because Bertie was weeing on the grass and it was just yellow. But I had a change of plan. I thought, no, I'm going to grow some stuff. I bought a load of sleepers and did some raised beds. But that's not everybody's choice. They want something. They want a bit of greenery, but they don't want grass. So this morning, Jack Tymon is at a house in Micklover where a team of artificial grass layers are dirthing up. Yes, they're digging up a real lawn. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Twiggy. Yes, the chaps from Artificial Grass Derbyshire by MPG. They're about halfway through the turf clearance in this back garden here in Micklover. But Chris is ready to fire up the turf cutter and we're going to just do the second half of the lawn now. And it's got a right visceral grumble to it. And it looks like a lawnmower with a big blade on the bottom. And it digs into the turf. And it rattles it underneath and takes big strips of it off. All ready to be rolled and folded up, put in the barrows, then put in the back of the wagon, ready to be recycled. Now, James Marr, who's alongside me, he's the director of Artificial Grass Derbyshire by MPG. We might have to move to the back, James, because this turf cutter, it certainly got a good growl to it. But just explain to me what's happening today here in Micklover.
Okay, so for the customer, what we're going to do is we're going to take the turf off completely, as Chris is doing now. We'll level and prepare the area. Then we'll get in the granite chipping subbase, membrane, all nice and neat and level, ready for the laying of the turf, which you see here on the roll.
Why are people opting to go for artificial grass gardens, do you think, James?
As I said before, it's time. People want to enjoy their garden, they want a nice grass, they want a nice aspect, they want minimum maintenance, they just want a nice green lawn and we'll look to give them that.
There's been some interesting debates certainly over the past month about artificial grass with the Royal Horticultural Society saying that all their show gardens, they can't have artificial grass. Is it bad for the environment? Because we are taking up natural grass and replacing it with plastic grass.
No, I don't see it as bad for the environment. This is a good example. It's a small lawn area, but it's surrounded with lovely borders, nice shrubs. So there's a really good balance here. There's enough natural area for nature. We're going to be putting a lawn in. That lawn's going to need no weed killer on it. It's not going to need any mowing. So there's no electricity or petrol to be used, although you can hear a petrol cutter in the background. But going forward, the customer's going to have to do very little apart from exert a little bit of energy, occasionally brushing up the lawn, picking up a few leaves. That's it, really.
So as your brother Chris is cutting up strips of the turf, your other brother Lee is taking it up, putting it in the barrow, what happens to this top layer of turf once it's in the back of your wagon?
It has to go to specific recyclers who will be able to dispose of it, because over, as we've said before, the decades, there's been less and less places that will take turf, because as it breaks down and the methane it creates, but there are still quite a good few people that will, companies that will dispose of it, and we will use those disposal recycling places, yeah.
It's quite some interesting statistics that 1 in 10 Brits have now opted to swap for the no-mow option and go for artificial grass in their gardens. Is it the future? Will more people, do you think, make the change over the next couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it for nearly, well, over 10 years, and the last couple of years we've really seen it step up a pace, especially since COVID and more people were at home. So yeah, it's definitely becoming more and more popular, and it tends to be the more retired people that are going for it. We are seeing more young families, because it's good for the children to play on as well. A lot of them are for pets as well. A lot of dog owners.
When it was incredibly hot a couple of weeks ago, I saw a lot of people talking about on social media that if you've got young children or pets, be careful when they are walking on the artificial grass. Is it safe to walk on in those incredibly high temperatures?
Yeah, it will get a little bit warmer. I'm saying a little bit warmer. We have display lawns, so we have people walking on and off them in all the weathers. And even in the hot weathers, yeah, it's not a dangerous material, but it is a little bit warmer, but it's only a little bit warmer. But it's safe.
Someone was teetering on the edge and thinking, should I take the swap? Oh, thank you, Lee. Thank you very much for... Oh, it's Chris, actually, that's turned it off. Wow, that has got a powerful roar to it, I've got to say. If someone's teetering on the edge and thinking, I'm considering making the swap, what would you say to them?
Yeah, certainly investigate it. Talk to us. There's lots of benefits. The best thing to do is... Yeah, come and have a look at a lawn, take advice. We're more than pleased to give people advice. There is lots of benefits.
Well, Twiggy, now the turf cutter has turned off. Chris is moving his barrow, ready to shovel some of the turf into it and move it round to the front of the property. I'm going to roll my sleeves up. I'm going to go full
about
pitch time. Wash, roll up a bit of turf and get stuck in myself.
Jack, just one question. I've got a question, because I nearly did this. I nearly did, and then I changed, not for any particular reason, but I decided I wanted to grow my own veg, so I didn't go with the artificial lawn. If a dog continually, because the reason I was going to change mine, because Bertie was destroying my lawn with his wee, because he was sending it yellow.
Yeah.
But would artificial grass, would that retain the odour of dog wee? Because it's quite strong smelling.
Let me pop that question to James. Twiggy's just posed a very interesting question. His dog, Bertie, used to go to the bathroom, for a number one, bearing in mind, on his natural lawn. If Bertie was to go to the bathroom on an artificial grass lawn, would it still retain that smell, or would it colourise it in any way?
No, the dog urine, it doesn't have any effect on the grass. If a dog continually goes in the same place... on the artificial lawn, what we advise is, in the drier weather, is to wash it through. It's common sense. Just wash it down. You don't need any deodorants. You don't need anything. Just wash it off. In a typical English spring and summer, we get the rain. It'll wash it through naturally. So no downside there.
Well, there we are, Twiggy.
There we go.
Bertie can go toilet on the garden.
There we go. Jack Timon. We'll find out a little bit more later.
Breakfast with Andy Twigg.
Let's talk about grass, baby. Real grass or artificial grass? Well, new research shows that 1 in 10 Brits have replaced their garden's natural lawn with artificial grass. Today, Jack Timon's popped along to a house in Micklover, where they're making the big change. Jack, green side up, green side up.
Yes, morning, Twiggy. It's still green side up, the natural grass that's still left in this back garden in Micklover. There's only about a quarter of it left. The rest of it, I can see the exposed earth underneath it. Then a granite layer's going to go on top of that before the artificial grass is rolled back out over the top. We've had loads of barrows going back and forth from the back garden to the front, with the top layer of turf being taken off about an inch and a half's thickness. And then it's being put in the back of the van, ready to be recycled, before tomorrow the new artificial grass will come in and be laid over the top. I'm still alongside James Marr, who's the director of Artificial Grass Derbyshire by MPG. And James, just talk to me about the grass that's going to go on top tomorrow. Is it all one type of artificial grass, or does it come in different shades, lengths, varieties? What can I have in my back garden?
Yeah, there is different depths, pile depths we call it. The one that's going down for Miss Camp, the customer, is our most popular, 45mm deep. It's a nice, natural-looking grass, because that's what customers want. When they look at the display lawns, the thing that captures them is, oh, that looks really natural. That's real. And in fact, when you look, or we're inside the office and you're looking outside the window, you can see the people touching it and sort of not believing that it's not real. But yes, you can get different shades. They're not vast differences in the ones that we do. There's slight differences in shades, slight differences in pile depth, but the 45mm, this grass, it really is most popular because it has a nice natural look and feel to it. It's quite soft as well.
Do you ever get people come and talk to you about, I just don't understand what you do as a business. I don't understand why you're replacing natural grass with artificial grass. Do you ever get any hesitancy and, I guess, disgruntledness from some people that you talk to?
No, because I think if that was in their mind, they wouldn't talk to us anyway. But I've honestly not had any negative comments, feedback, anything like that at all. Most customers are really enthused about it. It's one part of the business that the customer is so excited to get the end result. You know, the building side of things, that's been our main thing for years. People don't get as enthusiastic about that. It's more of something that they want to get done, have to get done. Where the lawn, they're looking forward to having it laid, they're looking forward to showing their friends, they've normally got a party or something, a barbecue settled and ready to go. Hence why they're saying, oh, when will you have it finished, because we're having a party. So, yeah, it's an enjoyable project, and the customers like it.
There's a bird feeder in the far back left-hand corner of this garden. Will wildlife and creepy crawlies and natural critters still come to this back garden with it being an artificial grass garden?
Again, the wildlife's going to be here, but the wildlife's going to be more in the borders. There's nothing that the grass is going to do to the detriment of the insects, the bird life here, but they're not going to get anything off the artificial grass. By its nature, they're not going to. This is exactly what we like to see as a company, a nice strike, a balance between, you know, a nice artificial lawn and lovely borders. So the natural world will still survive around in the borders, but the lawn's not going to have any adverse effect on them.
James, I'm going to stop gassing and put myself to good work. Let's get the shovel back in my hand, Twigs, and let's help these chaps who've done the cutting of the grass.
That's probably the only...
Get the shovel under.
Yeah.
Here we are. One thing, I've got to mention this, because I found this fascinating. Chris is one of the chaps from Artificial Grass Derbyshire. He was telling me about where he's got his artificial grass. You won't believe it. It's on his stairs, inside the house, going up the stairs. Fantastic. I bet you'd like it. You can have a golf putting green in your living room.
Yeah, I could chip up the stairs, couldn't I? On his stairs? I don't know what you